You got Louisiana sugar cane sometime. We bought that, but it had to be shipped in.
How did you keep it on the table?
Oh, I kept it in a pitcher, molasses pitcher. It had a top, and you flipped it down like this.
Now,
you had a pitcher with a metal top and had a little spring back here. And you mash a little spring, pulled your molasses out like you wanted to. Molasses pitcher.
When you hear all that, don't you wish there was a real energy crisis? You bring horses back?
I want to tell you what, it cost me about $300-$400 up yonder putting holes in my place. Oh, I could stomp them through the earth. I can't do anything bad. They don't pay attention to me. And they came up in here a while and went down that walk. And then I told them I was going to have a sheriff after them. They've left me alone. Then one night I heard, you know, I'm here alone. She goes to the dormitory, my granddaughter does. She just comes down the old weekend. And she doesn't come every weekend. And I got a pistol in there. And of course, I knew when I got a dog that lets me know when anyone's around. And I keep my car locked, and I still drive my car. And I don't call myself a good driver, but I get the oxygen water bad, and that's all about trying to go. And I heard a noise up, and the dog was looking in the garage, barking. And I said, I came to the door with my pistol, and I said, if you don't come out of that garage, I'm going to blow your head off. Well, you know, I knew it wasn't going to come out when I said that. And I had some lights there, and I flicked the lights on. My last side, well, I know they're not coming out. So I put the lights off, and I made out like I shut the door. And after a while, I saw two forms going down the road, and it's generally white boy.
I've heard that all over. It's, actually, it's the whites, apparently, that it's making a lot of trouble.
And I'm going to tell you, yesterday's eagle had a lot to say about those streakers, and he said it's getting dangerous.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it said that in Tennessee, and you could see why, and I hate to say that, the best thing to run, what happened. And you know it would. And it happened, and then there's girls are streaking too. And let me tell you something. It's putting a low standard in the fraternities and sororities. It's putting a low standard on the world.
The interesting thing is, I heard some people talking about it at the motel. And they said to each other, it's a funny thing, you know. They watched an Ole Miss, and they said, it's a funny thing, they're all white people, there's no colored folks there.
Colored folks got more sense than I have. Yesterday at that library board meeting, I'm going to tell you what, I've been kind of against that. But that white woman sat there and frowned every time I said something about having a nest egg left, wanting to spend every cent of it. She was wanting me out of there so bad she didn't know what to do.
Yes, sir.
And those the colored woman would reach for them and say, you're right, honey.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's, that kind of stuff will get on my nerves. I'd like to think about this being a beautiful place to retire, but that kind of racket all the time, you're not free.
You gotta get out in the woods, like Thoreau.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. But I don't know where you'd find a woods. In the north, they've got snowmobiles. They make just that same racket. You can't...
Cutting all the trees down.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with my youngest son. I did not agree with him. The man that rents by a little over 188 acres wants to cut the trees down, man. He and my youngest son, he's at Greenville. He raised objection. The one at Tulsa, now see, I don't have anybody close to me. My daughter's in Fort Myers, Florida. I don't have anybody. And that child would be away from my wife. And she wants out of me. And that's bad. And I love her better than anything. But she wants my help. She wants me to feed her and help her with the work. And I do. And I actually sometimes wonder if it's real love. And he said, the son and tells us, said, cut the trees, need the land. My youngest son said, don't cut them, I don't want to cut them. The land belongs to me. He left it to me, he didn't leave it to them. Mm-hmm. But if I sell it, I'll make them mad. And he said, don't cut them. My older son said, why? What do you want the trees for? That man land mixed something. He said, they're pretty. I want them. Mm-hmm.
I said, reason enough. That's reason
and
enough.
He, you know what? My older son got mad at me, and I wouldn't let him cut it.
Good. Now you see the trees going down all around. Well, I'd like to change this. How are you doing? I'd like to change this tape.
I'm doing very well. I got to go to church tonight, though.
Oh, okay.
What time you got?
About 4:20.
Well, and, so I'm dead, I said.
Okay.
He's going to have baptism tonight.